Questions and Answers on the Bible. Chapter 108. The Law Unchangeable. A minister recently told me that the fourth commandment is not in force now, because when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the tables of the law in his hands, and saw the Israelites worshipping the golden calf, he threw the tables down, and broke them in pieces. What do you think of this? I think that the minister stopped reading the Bible too soon. He should have read at least two chapters farther before he stopped. It came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands, and broke them beneath the mount. But we read, And the Lord said unto Moses, two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, which ye broke. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me in the top of the mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. We have the story told more in detail. At that time the Lord said unto me, two tables of stone like unto the first, and come up unto me into the mount, and make an ark of wood. And I will write on the tables the words that were in the first tables which ye broke, and you shall put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood, and hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and went up into the mount, having the two tables in my hand. And he wrote on the tables, according to the first writing, the 10 commandments, which the Lord spoke unto you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them unto me. And I turned myself and came down from the mount, and put the tables in the ark which I had made. And there they be, as the Lord commanded me. The fact that men of intelligence are driven to put forward such arguments against the Sabbath, as the one referred to, speaks volumes. From that objection, which is by no means a new one, we can see the necessity of knowing all the Word, and not merely a few detached fragments of it. As a matter of fact, however, the breaking of the tables of the law by Moses had not the slightest effect on the law itself, and would not have even if the Lord had not written the law again on other tables. For until the law, sin was in the world, and sin is not imputed when there is no law. The law of God existed in full force before it was spoken from Mount Sinai, just as much as it did afterward. God did not at that time tell the people anything new, but only that which was from the beginning. God is not making, and has never made, new laws for his people. Nay, more, he has never made a law at all. The law that he has commanded, for there is really but one, is only the declaration of his own eternal, unchangeable life. God is love, that is his life, and his law is love, consequently his law is his life. Now God is, his name is I Am, and therefore his law is from everlasting to everlasting. He does not arbitrarily impose laws on men. It is not with God's government as with earthly governments. Earthly lawmakers get together and devise and plan, and with much discussion make and issue laws, which never do and never can work equal and exact justice to all, and which afterwards must needs be revised and amended, or even abolished. But God is not a lawmaker, he is the lawgiver. He does not devise laws, but simply commands that which is, and gives it to men, putting it into their hearts. He does not require his subjects to conform their lives to a law which he has arbitrarily fixed, but he makes known to them the conditions on which life depends. In short, he tells them what life is, setting before them life itself, that they may take it. Thus there can be no talk about changing or abolishing God's law. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail, said Christ. Men have thought to stamp God's word out of existence by burning all the Bibles, but their efforts have been as effective as if they had tried to blot the sun out of existence by putting blinds before their windows, or to abolish the weather by breaking all the thermometers and barometers. The weather does not depend on those instruments, which simply make its state known, and God's word does not depend on any written statement of it. It existed before there was any Bible, and it will remain, forever exalted in heaven, when all the books on earth, including the Bibles, shall have been burned up in the fires of the last day. Christ is the living stone, and in his heart is the law of God. Only a shadow of the law appears in books or on tables. The real law is alive. The two tables of law, the heart of Christ, were also broken. But even that did not put an end to the law, for he died only to live again. His heart on which the law is written was broken in order that the law might issue forth to us in a stream of life. This is the real law giving. Thus by his stripes we are healed from all sin, transgression of the law, because the Son of Righteousness never sets, but arises with healing in his wings. His life, as we accept it and yield to it, works in us the righteousness of law, and because the law of life is eternal, we also have life eternal.